Ethan back into the lead. Just impressed what he's doing defensively here right now, the senior right now, knowing that the Loggers need to make a play and doing it on the defensive line, a real special way to change this ball game. Warcats up to the line of scrimmage, and Ethan just too quick. Under center is Pettit. Here's the snap. And up the middle, the ball goes. And getting a full head of steam, picking up about 5-6 yards for the Warcats. That was Charles Repman. And Repman, the senior, big running back for the Warcats. 3:51 to go here in this first half. It's 26-14. Loggers up 12 right now. And you could feel the momentum starting to change earlier on in this second quarter. And almost like they're wearing out this Warcats team. As Pettit looking to pass. Passes this one deep. It's caught. Probably for the first down. Jack Kowicki with the defense. And we're going to see where they mark it. And yes, they do have the first down. 3:28 to go here in this first half. Big pass play from the Warcats extending this drive. And they step up to the line of scrimmage from the Loggers. What are they at, the 34-yard line? Pettit from the shotgun. A little pitch left side. And Delasky wrapping him up immediately. Well, five more Loggers step in and push him back. Again, that was Charles Rettman, the big running back. Rettman, running back, goes about 6 foot, 230 pounds. The big back in the backfield. 2:48 to go and counting. 26-14 lead here for the Loggers. The Warcats stepping up to the line of scrimmage from the shotgun. Two backs, I formation, deep receiver, wide right. Pettit. Pitch to the right side again. And tackled this time by Sawyer Kuchiba after a pickup of only a couple. Kuchiba with a nice tackle. Sawyer Kuchiba last week's, or was it 2 weeks ago, defensive player of the game from the sophomore, as he led the team with five solo tackles, making his presence here again. Sawyer really coming along as an athlete, a young athlete for the Loggers, only a sophomore. And Grandma and Grandpa always sitting in front of me here in the booth. Minute 56 to go and counting. 26-14 lead for the Loggers. Warcats driving from the 32-yard line. Pettit from the shotgun looking to pass. Victor Lawary gets in there. And got to be a grounding. They're not calling the grounding at all. So BJ gets in there, causes the pressure, can't get the sack. It's going to be a 4th and 8. 4th and 8 here right now. Minute 41 to go. And stepping up line of scrimmage right now is the Warcats. From the shotgun, 4th and 8, a big play again. Pettit looking to pass. And a little pressure there, and that ball is going to bounce early. Incomplete. Turnover on downs. Loggers football, it's going to be here with a minute 37 to go here in this first half. Big defensive stand there by the Loggers. And Ethan Upson, the main man on that defensive stand last time. And so Loggers football, it's going to be here now from our own 32-yard line. And quick to go. The defense not set up. Loggers looking to push here. And here's going to be Trigg Molman on the counter following his back. He's going to open up this ball game at the 40, the 30, 25, 20, 50, 10, 5. Trigg Molman doing his thing, scoring the touchdown. Starting to open this game up a little bit. This Warcats team, they're getting wore out. 32-14. Minute 25 to go here, and the Loggers starting to roll here. And they're going to go for the two-point conversion. Trig Molman with another touchdown. And B.J. Lueri, Shay Denzine in the backfield. It's going to be direct snap to Benton. He goes right side looking for that corner. He gets in for the two-point conversion. But we do have a flag over there. My guess, this one's on defense. We got a hold on offense. So penalty on the Loggers. Two-point conversion is going to be no good. Loggers backed up. And Loggers going to have to try it again from a little bit deeper. And see what the Loggers have set up now from going to be trying from 8 yards out. So Loggers call their new play in. Shay Denzine at quarterback. Levi Durr hurt here tonight, our senior captain. I think it's an injury from that last game as he was pretty beat up. And Loggers stepping back up to the line of scrimmage here from their own 12-yard line. And that's going to be Benton on this. No, he's a quarterback keeper and caught in the end zone. Who was it? Was it Kowicki? It was Jack Kowicki with the touchdown. Nice pass from Shay Denzine. 34-14. Just like that, Loggers with a 20-point lead. Minute 25 to go here in this ball game, or this first half. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country for a 30-second timeout.
Our communities are at the center of our efforts moving forward. You'll see the Forward Bank team at area events volunteering. Watch for them as they are reaching out, presenting donations, and signing up charities to participate in our unique charitable money market account program. We connect our customers to the local charities that matter to you most. Visit www.forward.bank for more information or stop in and ask our team how you can help make a difference. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, we're back here in Phillips, Wisconsin at Logger Camp. Minute 25 to go in this first half. It's the Phillips Loggers with a 34-14 lead over the Winter Birchwood Warcats. And the Loggers starting to score touchdowns at ease right now. And we're going to get a fumble. And it looks like the Loggers going to fall on top of it off of the kickoff. Oh, no, the Warcats somehow got it back. Lucky note. Thought the Loggers fell on it. So a nice kick there by Ethan Podmoll. Or that was Josh Nutt. So Josh Nutt getting in there at kicker. And he's a good kicker. He's going to be fun to watch next year. Puts a lot of time into it. And it's going to be Warcats football here with a minute 20 to go here in this first half. Loggers trying to avoid the big play and trying to go in with a 20-point lead at halftime. Warcats stepping up to the line of scrimmage. From the shotgun. Pettit. Hands it off. B.J. Lueri, the Micronesian sensation, with the tackle as soon as he gets the ball. And the Loggers, with their quickness on that front line, able to beat these Warcats off of the snap. And B.J. with a nice tackle behind the line of scrimmage on a guy that's probably got almost 100 pounds on him. So B.J., probably the smallest nose tackle in the league. And here we go. Pettit again. Here's the Upson. In there, almost gets the sack. Ethan Upson again with the quarterback pressure. Going to bring up a 3rd and 12 with 48 seconds to go here. That offensive line for the Warcats getting tired. And see what the Loggers are able to do here. Big third down here for the Warcats. You know, the Warcats able to score on this possession here. Somewhat into this ball game, but I really think they're getting a little bit tired. Seeing the depth of the Loggers right now come into play in this ball game. And back up from the shotgun is Pettit. He gets it, looking to pass. Got a receiver out deep, running that share pattern. He's left wide open out there. It bounces off his chest. And lucking out is the Loggers. Not sure how the Loggers lost track of him back there. But he was able to get open, and Loggers lucking out. It's going to be 4th and 12. So we got a penalty back there at the line of scrimmage. Probably a holding. And looks like he's calling. What is he going to call here? And see what the officials are going to call. It's a holding on the Loggers, a defensive holding. Not sure how they got that one. Craziness. Nonetheless, the ball's moving the other way. And it's going to be a third down and three here. Warcats stepping up to the line of scrimmage. Crazy game here, guys. A lot of weird calls we haven't seen all year long. Loggers with the blitz. That one hits the ground and rolling out. I think the Loggers might have that time got it. And they did. It's Loggers football. Who was it that fell on it? Is that Daniel Adamitis, maybe? I'm not sure who fell on it, but the Loggers falling out. It's going to be Loggers football here with 34 seconds left. And the way it's been going, the Loggers could score on just one play, take a big lead in this ball game. Let's see what they have to do. I don't see Steve Freecourt just downing the ball right now. I'm thinking of a sweep, Aaron Delasky, left side. Let's see if that's the call, Kelly. Right side. I meant right side. Aaron Delasky, right side. So Shea Denzine from the shotgun. Here it goes, in motion, and right to Delasky, right side, but nowhere to go. They were going to go for the flea flicker. He ends up fumbling it, but I think he was on the ground already. Yeah, he had to have been down on the ground. So still 34 seconds on the clock. And so who do we got here? So we do have a timeout. I think the Loggers called a timeout right there with 31 seconds to go here in this second quarter. It's 34-14. Loggers leading the Winter Birchwood Warcats. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country for a 30-second timeout.
Strongman Home Furnishings is proud to be part of the Park Falls and Ashland communities and wishes all area high school athletes the best in their sporting endeavors. You're all winners, on and off the court, on and off the field, and on and off the course. Strongman Home Furnishings helps bring you the sports broadcast. And whether win or lose, we are in your corner with a full showroom filled with a variety of furniture, including sectionals, sofas, love seats, up north style furniture, as well as bedroom sets and dining room set. Mattresses with two-sided options, plus over 50 recliners to choose from. At Strongman Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street in Ashland, Wisconsin.
And we're back here. Jeff Haken and along with my daughter, Cully Haken, in here at Logger Camp in Phillips, Wisconsin. It's the Loggers leading the Winter Birchwood Warcats 34-14 with 20 seconds and counting to go in this second quarter. Loggers looking to maybe try one more time. And they're going to do it. Delasky on this left side. Here he goes. He's got a little bit of room. Full head of steam. Delasky, one guy to beat. Oh, he's pushed out of bounds. But with 6 seconds left, he gets out of bounds. There's going to be some time for one more play. And think they're going to do something here. 5 seconds to go. It's 34-14. See if we get something going. You could even see. Wouldn't even surprise me to see Hochschild and Kowicki deep on a fly pattern right now in the first pass play. Looks like they've called another timeout. With that, we're going to send it back to 98Q Country again for a 30-second timeout.
Heckman Auction, heck yeah. We auction the usual with the unusual. There are many different items we auction, from tractors, machinery, vehicles, UTVs, and boats, to furniture, antiques, housewares, and collectibles. You never know what you will find at HeckmanAuction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah. Heckman Auction, heck yeah. Download our app, iOS, Apple, and Android devices. Go to Play Store or App Store, type in Heckman Auction, that's H-U-E-C-K-M-A-N, Auction, download and start bidding, or go to HeckmanAuction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah.
All right, Jeff Haken in here at Logger Camp in Phillips, Wisconsin. There was 5 seconds on the clock. Now there's 21. I'm liking it. And it's a, yeah, he did. I seen it, Mick. And Shea Denzine from the shotgun. Going to be a handoff to Molman. The counter play up the middle. He's tackled after about a four-yard gain. 17 seconds to go here. And the Loggers call their third timeout of the half with 15 seconds to go now. So we're going to send it back to 98Q Country again for a 30-second timeout.
You've built a business to be proud of. It provides for your family, employees, and your community. Shouldn't you protect this valuable asset? At Forward Insurance, we have a full line of commercial insurance options to meet your needs. Stop in to see one of the experienced hometown agents to hear more about the benefits of moving forward together, or visit online at www.forward.bank/insurance. Conveniently located in Park Falls and Phillips.
We're back here. A lot of timeouts lately here at the end of this first half. It's a 34-14 lead here for the Phillips Loggers over the Winter Birchwood Warcats. And the Loggers looking to get one more score on the board before the first half ends here. And Coach Precor with three timeouts, calling a few plays. See what he comes up with on this one right here. I'm picturing a Drew Hochschild touchdown right now. We'll see what he calls. Denzine in the backfield along with Hochschild in the backfield. So maybe we're going to get Vernick on this left side. Hochschild airs it up to Vernick. Vernick deep. And it bounces off. He can't make the catch. And it's going to end the first quarter. 8 seconds to go. So the Loggers missing their opportunity on that one. Ben Vernick wants that one back bad. And a nice pass there by Hochschild. Getting it up there. Defender was there. Not sure if he got a hand on it or not. But you know Ben wants that one back. Loggers again here. Hochschild in the backfield. We might get another pass play. I think we should. And we will. Now we got Vernick split wide right. Kowicki wide left. Hochschild from the shotgun. And he steps back. And a little screen up the middle. Oh, almost picked off going the other way by Pettit there. And 4 seconds to go here. Third down. I think you want to see this one thrown deep after that pass play right there. It was pretty close being a touchdown going the other way. And Loggers stepping back up here with 4 seconds to go. 34-14 is the lead. Loggers looking to get one more score here before this half is over. We have Shea Denzine along with Drew Hochschild in the backfield. I think Denzine's going to be the blocking back. And he is. Hochschild. And nothing to go here. And he still got it. He stays on his feet. And here it's going to be to Podmolik. Podmolik, right side. He's chugging up the field. It's going to take a few guys to take him down. They do. And I think that's an ineligible receiver. Yeah, ineligible receiver is my guess on that one. Probably declined and going to be the end of the first half here is my guess. We'll see what happens. Ethan Podmolik wishes he was a running back, though, on that play. So Hochschild was ran back about 15 yards on that play and almost sacked and able to get a pass off, but it was to a lineman. So a lot of chaos going on here. That's the end of the first half, everybody. It's 34-14 right now. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country for a four-minute timeout. We'll be back with the Forward Bank Halftime Show.
Jeff Haken and Roofing, the most experienced roofing company in the area, specializing in steel and shingled roofs. Materials are sourced locally, and they take pride in their work. Quality is their number one goal. Insured and estimates are free. Check out the website, jeffhakenandroofing.com. That's H-E-I-K-K-I-N-E-N, jeffhakenandroofing.com, or call or text 715-820-2880. Jeff Haken and Roofing, a proud supporter of local sports. Northwoods Community Credit Union, serving our local communities since 1953 with locations in Park Falls and Ashland, offering competitive rates and services to kids, teens, and to the big kids at heart. Our heart is in our communities. We're not just a credit union offering financial services. We're a family that cares about your family. Stop in today or check us out online at northwoodscu.com. Northwoods Community Credit Union is federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration and and membership eligibility is required. Doctors Leeson, Pinzel, and Kessinger are LPK Dental. For over 35 years, LPK Dental has given you lots of reasons to smile. From general dentistry to same-day crowns to Invisalign implants, root canal, Botox, and more. It's all state-of-the-art treatment and technology. They accept care credit, VA patients, new patients, emergency patients, and their own dental membership plan. See Facebook or make an appointment at lpkdental.com. Locations at 4th Avenue North in Park Falls and Oak Street in Woodruff. At LPK Dental, they will make you smile. You'll always score big when you shop at Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store. They have everything you'll need for your remodeling projects. The paint, the stain, the power tools, the plumbing supplies, yard and garden, plus items for your backyard birds, too. And they even have kitchen and laundry appliances, too. Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
Woodruff Appliance and TV doesn't want you to miss any big plays this sports season. They've got a great selection of large, state-of-the-art TVs. They've also got the knowledge to help you select the best TV for you and your family. They've got a great selection, and the prices can't be beat. Whatever the season, football, baseball, hockey, or hoops, they've got what you're looking for. Woodruff Appliance and TV, the experienced professionals for all your entertainment and kitchen appliance needs.
IAP Incorporated of Phillips is a complete manufacturing resource for fans, blowers, and dampers, from design to fabrication and delivery with ongoing service. They have over 50 years' experience in engineering and manufacturing industrial equipment and have been supporting our community's youth and high school sports since the early 1970s. Personal responsibility, production efficiencies, and rigorous checking assure high-quality products with lasting value. IAP foresees long-term success as they continue to operate with honesty, integrity, and spirit. It's a vision that extends beyond dollars to a way of working and living that brings pride to our community.
Our communities are at the center of our efforts moving forward. You'll see the Forward Bank team at area events volunteering. Watch for them as they are reaching out, presenting donations, and signing up charities to participate in our unique charitable money market account program. We connect our customers to the local charities that matter to you most. Visit www.forward.bank for more information or stop in and ask our team how you can help make a difference. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Strongman Home Furnishings is proud to be part of the Park Falls and Ashland communities and wishes all area high school athletes the best in their sporting endeavors. You're all winners on and off the court, on and off the field, and on and off the course. Strongman Home Furnishings helps bring you the sports broadcast. And whether win or lose, we are in your corner with a full showroom filled with a variety of furniture, including sectionals, sofas, love seats, up north style furniture, as well as bedroom sets and dining room set. Mattresses with two-sided options, plus over 50 recliners to choose from. That's Strongman Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street in Ashland, Wisconsin.
Back here, Jeff Hakenin, along with my daughter, Cully Hakenin, here at Logger Camp in Phillips, Wisconsin. We're at halftime right now. It's a 34-14 lead for the Phillips Loggers over the Winter Birchwood Warcats, and it was a really fun game, a lot of activity. Definitely weren't bored if you were here. One of the more stranger games we've seen. Opening off the game for the Loggers was two consecutive touchdowns from Aaron Delasky as off of the kick return. So we hadn't seen any all season, and that was the early offense for the Loggers, was those two big touchdowns from him. Then it was a lot of struggles. There was about three turnovers, some penalties going on, a lot of chaos for this Loggers team, and really unable to get a lead until the last half of the second quarter, as the Loggers were able to get something rolling a little bit. But it took a while to go, and I think finally that maybe we got this Warcats team wore out. You know, when you sit and watch, Cully, they don't have very many players on the other side, do they? There's only a couple over there. And for the Loggers, you know, we've got a lot of guys on our bench really deep at the positions of, you know, running back and some of these skilled positions. Nice job here by the Loggers. Just putting their foot on the pedal, keeping with it, sticking to their game plan and wearing this team out. And happy to be where we are right now. I know Shea Denzine with that big 99-yard touchdown run, a huge play for the Loggers. They were backed all the way to that one-yard line, and, you know, it could have been a big momentum changer, you know, a safety or anything like that turns his game around early, you know, and that ended up giving us like that, I think that 18-point or 12-point lead, eventually taking it up to a 20-point lead. But really nice job by the Loggers sticking with their game plan. And, you know, you've seen Steve Precourt down there not getting nervous at all. I think all of us here in the stands and everywhere else, we weren't expecting this tight game early on. But the Loggers, you know, down there, they're talking about the penalties right now. And, hey, we had too many penalties. We've got to tackle better. There's a few opportunities where we had a tackle and, you know, missed it. You know, we got to recognize when they're passing the ball so they're out deep on their receivers and give up those big plays. But, you know, Loggers have been doing a pretty good job of it, I would say, overall. It's knock out the mistakes, knock out the penalties. But, yeah, I've got my daughter, Cully, here tonight helping out. And, Cully, what's you having fun here tonight?
Yeah.
Yeah? What's your favorite part about coming and doing the radio up here? Not sure. Just kind of the food, getting free snacks. We've got a lot of free food up here. Mr. Egerbeck bringing us up some stuff that they were cooking down at concession stands. And, you know, my favorite part, hanging out with my daughter and calling this game. A lot of fun. So Cully's been sitting here the whole time kind of learning, having the headset on. And, you know, maybe one day when she's a little bigger, she'll help Dad out. Maybe here. So, yeah. So 8 minutes to go here in this halftime. And both teams on their respected sides talking over the game plan. And what were the other big plays? Ethan Upson. I think Ethan Upson has just been absolutely dominant on the defensive side. He's getting pressure every single time that, you know, that there's a pass play. He's able to beat the center and get to the quarterback. Ethan Upson just doing a fabulous job. Not a statistician with me here today, so wasn't able to keep a whole lot of stats here tonight. But a fun game to watch here, guys, and see what this second half brings. Talk about a few things going on in town. What do we have? We have Fall Harvest Fest is this weekend, isn't it? And a lot of things going on in town. Is that Saturday and Sunday, or is it just Saturday? So it's Saturday only, and a little bit of what's going on here. Saturday only, downtown Phillips. There's a lot going on. There's a street dance at night, kid pumpkin carving by Prevail Bank, fall produce. Downtown too, a lot of specials by the local businesses, a lot of fundraisers and bake sales, face painting, and what, Art Christian Victory Christian Church has something going on at Lionite Park, kind of a big festival there. There's going to be some rides and caramel apples, all kinds of things. So, you know, go check out all the things in Phillips going on this weekend. And then on Sunday, go over to South Fork Tavern, and they have a breakfast there from 8 to noon. Helping the girls basketball team raise some money for their trip. They're going to be going to Florida again this year, playing, as we see athletic director and head coach Mike Egerbrecht behind us. And so the girls will be out there helping serve plates and whatnot. So let's come on down and check them out on Sunday, October 8th from 8 to noon at Global South Fork in Lugerville. $10 a plate. Well worth it when you see what you're getting over there. They got lots of food over there, so that's always a good time. So there you go. That's your Forward Bank halftime show. Now I think it's time for, what do we got here? How about Faces in the Crowd? And I think real quick, we didn't stay in the air yet, but it's Karen Smart's birthday. No, yesterday was Karen's birthday, so happy birthday to Karen. She's in the booth helping out over here doing announcements and whatnot, but let's see, we have, I see Ted Kowicki here walking with Matt Chuzzles. You're watching Callan and Jack play, and Matt just looked up like he heard his name there. Talked about Holly. Holly the Vernick, she's the leader for the Jeff Haken and Roofing fan of the game. We got one of those here tonight. Someone's going to get a hat. Holly Vernick getting pretty wild down there. So fun to watch her. I seen the Seidenbenders and the Hoshields, the chief of police, Mike. I seen him. He wandered off somewhere. Lance Johnson and Amy Johnson. Who else? That's a few of the names. Anyone else? There, Matt Chuzzle. He must have heard his name because he come right up to the booth. And so that's what we got here, guys. There is some time. Come down if you're bored and want to come watch the second half over here. There's nothing going on. It's a chilly night, but it's not that bad. I thought it was going to be a little bit worse than this. Maybe it's warmer in this booth here right now, but great night for football. Feels like football. The lights are on. It's damp, but it's not real wet, and we're having a blast here. So 4 minutes to go here. Hey, we're going to send it back to 98Q Country for a two-minute timeout. We'll be back and get ready for this second half.
Heckman Auction, heck yeah. Want to beat inflation? Buy at online auction. The advantages are you help your local community members, the money stays local, and there are great deals. You can also buy many items at one place. Download our app or go to heckmanauction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah. Heckman Auction, heck yeah. Looking for entertainment in the Northwoods? Try bidding online at heckmanauction.com. It's fun, it's fast, and you can help your fellow community members. Download our app on your mobile device or go to heckmanauction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah, boys.
You've built a business to be proud of. It provides for your family, employees, and your community. Shouldn't you protect this valuable asset? At Forward Insurance, we have a full line of commercial insurance options to meet your needs. Stop in to see one of the experienced hometown agents to hear more about the benefits of moving forward together. Or visit online at www.forward.bank/insurance. Conveniently located in Park Falls and Phillips. Jeff Haken and Roofing, the most experienced roofing company in the area, specializing in steel and shingled roofs. Materials are sourced locally, and they take pride in their work. Quality is their number one goal. Insured and estimates are free. Check out the website, jeffhakenandroofing.com. That's H-E-I-K-K-I-N-E-N. jeffhakenandroofing.com. Or call or text 715-820-2880. Jeff Haken and Roofing, a proud supporter of local sports. Northwoods Community Credit Union, serving our local communities since 1953 with locations in Park Falls and Ashland, offering competitive rates and services to kids, teens, and to the big kids at heart. Our heart is in our communities. We're not just a credit union offering financial services. We're a family that cares about your family. Stop in today or check us out online at northwoodscu.com. Northwoods Community Credit Union is federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration, and membership eligibility is required.
And we're back here. Jeff Haken, along with my daughter, Cully Hakenen, helping me out here up in the booth. And it is halftime here at Logger Camp in Phillips, Wisconsin. And it's our Phillips Loggers with that big lead here, a 20-point lead over the Winter Birchwood Wildcat, or yeah, the Warcats, I should say. And the Warcats, they came to play. Warcats coming off that big win over Schwamigan last week and kind of surprised everyone, surprised me anyways, with their first win of the season. And after seeing them play this first half, wow, they really had this first-place Loggers team on the ropes. They were playing right with them. And I think everyone in the crowd was a little bit surprised about it. As this game is rolling around, you're starting to see the depth issues and everything with the Loggers. The Loggers just having, you know, you look out there and there's probably 25 players out there, at least 30 maybe. I'm not really counting. The Warcats with about maybe 16, 15, something like that. And you're starting to see those numbers pay off for the Loggers. And especially their depth at the skilled positions, seeing their depth at the running back, even the quarterback. Our captain Levi Durr gets hurt and, you know, able to put Shea Denzine in there with no harm done. And Shea's having a great game, had that 95-yard touchdown run, or 99-yard touchdown run, I should say, earlier on. That was a big spark for the Loggers. Aaron Delasky on those kick returns, special teams there. I mean, he's got 150 special teams yards on kick returns, you know, to start out this game. So that was one thing that we weren't really expecting, is a big kick return game. But that's 14 of our points right there. That doesn't happen, you know. I mean, we're in a 20-14 ball game right now. So special teams coming in strong. The whole defensive line, though, able a little bit quicker for the Loggers here, able to get in and beat this offensive line from the Winter. And, you know, in 8-man football, it's a little different than 11-man, and then everything's just, there's just more space and whatnot. And, you know, seeing that athleticism, Ethan Upson getting up and down the field. But fun to watch. There's open holes, and Loggers are, you know, definitely attacking those offensively and defensively. I expect a big half here from the Loggers. I expect a running clock coming up here. I think after things settle down a little bit and the Loggers are kind of finding their rhythm a little bit, I'm expecting them to roll away in the second half. But we know one thing, this Warcats team, they're not going to fade away at all. And they're going to keep coming right to the end. And they've got, you know, some big running backs that are able to get a full head of steam and, you know, downhill and cause some havoc. Charles Rettman, the big tailback for the Warcats, doing a nice job when he gets the ball. You know, their quarterback, Pettit, is a real good athlete, able to throw the ball, run the ball, do a little bit of everything. So the Loggers secondary is going to have to be ready in this second half here. I expect Pettit and this team to really pass the ball heavily in the second half, try to get back into the game. They seem to be pretty effective passing the ball, so I won't be surprised at all if we start seeing a lot of that. Like to see the Loggers get that 35-point lead in the running clock. Cully wants to get home and rest a little bit up, so see if the Loggers are able to do that. But, you know, not having Levi Durr in this ball game makes everything a little tougher. You know, you don't know what the deal was, if it was the cold that was holding us back a little bit, you know, or is it having your team captain, your starting quarterback, you know, your starting linebacker, your only returning starter from last year gone, and really changes things up. You really don't see how valuable Levi is after you see him missing a game. So nice job by Shea filling in for him, and plenty of athletes on this Loggers team. It's just a matter of experience. And last year, the Loggers had 10 starters, or 10 seniors, I should say, that they lost. So all these players with limited experience coming into this game or to this season and, you know, really doing a great job. So on Teacher Appreciation Night, Loggers doing a great job here, trying to limit their penalties in the second half. And just about ready to get underway here for this second half of action. It looks like the Loggers are going to kick off. It's Ethan Podmolik. Ethan Podmolik going to kick off from the Loggers' 40-yard line, kicking from right to left. Again, the Loggers in their black uniforms with orange lettering, the Winter Birchwood Warcats in their black pants, white tops. Got a little bit of red in their uniforms, too. And here it is. Oh, almost a tough play. I think Winter fell back on it, but Ethan Podmolik with a nice kick off the front line, off of his chest. And looks like we've got a little bit of an injury there. Justin Kinsley, the linebacker, looks like he got hit in the back. And he hobbles off the field. Hopefully he'll be fine. And Loggers set to start here on defense. At the 51-yard line again, second time this game, the Warcats going to start out from their own 51-yard line. 11:57 to go, 3 seconds off the clock in this third quarter, 34-14. Let's get a little bit of energy here in this ball game. Warcats with the ball, shotgun formation, two backs. We got split receivers right and left. Pettit back, looking for someone, dumps it over the middle. Caught, I think, by the tight end over the middle for a first down. And unable to guard the receivers here is this Loggers defense. First down. And from the 40-yard line is going to be the Warcats football moving this chains along here. And we said, I think the Warcats are going to pass a lot in the second half. I think they need to. Same position. Receivers split wide right and left. Here's a little bit of penetration here. And it's Upson with the penetration. I'm sorry, Callen Chuzzles that time. Chuzzles with the pressure. Knocks him back. And probably going to see these Loggers blitz quite a bit here. And it's going to be second and 10 here for the Warcats from their own 38-yard line. I should say from the Loggers 38-yard line. 11:30 to go here. Forgot we're on Facebook here. And there we go. Warcats with the ball from the shotgun. I formation, split receivers. It's Pettit, a little pitch on the right side, and a full head of steam for the running back. The first down and more. And that's Charles Rettman that time with the big run. And it's going to be first down for the Warcats. First and 10 now from their own, or from the Loggers 20-yard line. And clock moving again here, 11:20 to go. I figured Logger was going to get a quick stop here and start going the other direction. These Warcats, they, no way, man. So pretty impressive here from the Warcats. Pettit back into the huddle here, brings in the play. 11:06 to go now, third quarter. 34-14, Loggers leading if you're just joining us. And it's Pettit, Carter Pettit, under center. Two running backs, no receivers. And here we go. And it's going to be a little pitch up that right side and handled easily by the Loggers. About four Loggers tackling them, probably a loss on the play. And it's going to bring up a second and 10 now for the Loggers. Second and 10 here for the Warcats, I should say, from the Loggers' 21-yard line. And Warcats offense stepping up back to the line of scrimmage. From the shotgun is Pettit. No receivers. A quick pitch left side. And trying to get the corner, but no chance. Callan Chuzzle's wrapping him up. Callan Chuzzle doing Callan Chuzzle things. Gets the solo tackle. And another loss on the play. Going to bring up a big third and 13, maybe? Third and 13 here for the Warcats. And Loggers defense starting to get a little bit of confidence. And we're going to see what the Warcats bring up right now. Got to have some receivers, some corners out there willing to guard right now. And you got Ben Vernick, Trigg Mullman guarding these receivers from the shotgun. Here's Pettit looking to pass. Steps back. Throws left side. Vernick turns around. He might have picked it off. I think he did. Ben Vernick, his second interception. Big interception for Ben Vernick on that left side, right when we needed him. And that makes Mom happy in front. And it's going to be Loggers football now from, looks like their own 8-yard line maybe. Big play there for the Loggers. 9:19 to go here, 34-14. Loggers with the lead and the ball. And we'll see if this Warcats defense is tired. I'm feeling another long touchdown run. And here it is. And we're going to have Denzine with the counter on this left side. It's Trigg Mullman with the ball. He holds on to it. Looks like he got the first down. And he did. And do we say it's raining? You know what? It's not raining in this booth. So lucky for us up here. A few raindrops coming down. And it's going to be Loggers stepping up to the line of scrimmage again. First and 10. Denzine hands it off to BJ. Right side, the Micronesian sensation. Gets about 5-6 yards on that play. Nice run for BJ Loweri. Going to be second down. Delasky checks the play in. Kind of a quicker offense going here. Ben Vernick checking in also. And with 8:53 to go, Loggers step up to the line of scrimmage. Denzine from the shotgun. Got Delasky in the backfield. And he's going to keep it himself. Denzine does. Up the middle. Gets the first down. And Shea Denzine with the first down. And the chains are going to move. 8:46 to go. 34-14 lead for the Loggers. And... oh, it looks like we've got more food coming up here. Looks like some Nikki Williams cupcakes. Ooh, those look good, Gully. And it's going to be handoff up the middle for a short gain. It's going to bring up a second and 10. That looks really, really, really good. I'll try the strawberry one. I think we got a strawberry cupcake here from Nikki Williams. 8:16 to go here. And Phillips really must have heard that I was bragging up Frederick's food and concessions over there. Phillips coming back strong here. Really spoiling us here tonight. Loggers from the shotgun. It's that counterplay. Ben Vernick and fumbles it, and it's going to be the Warcats ball. And too many people touching the ball that time. Falls on the ground, and it is Warcats football. 8 minutes to go here, and haven't seen this many turnovers from the Loggers in a really long time. .757 to go. And Warcats from the shotgun. Loggers looking for another stop. Pettit drops back, looking for a receiver. Gets him on that left side, but it's for a loss. Ben Vernick this time hits him out of bounds. Ben's going to be fired up after that last fumble, and he hits him out. So the reception was made, but not before the Loggers. A loss of 2 yards for the Warcats, I should say. I'm going to try out this cupcake. My cupcake's got a blueberry, a strawberry, and a raspberry. That's pretty impressive. And second and 10 here for the Warcats from the Loggers' 35-yard line. Pettit under center. One running back. Going to keep it himself. Looking to get back. Ethan Upson gets him down. That's a sack. Yeah. Got a fumble. So Callan Chuzzles falls on it. Forced fumble from Ethan Upson. Callan Chuzzles falls on it. And it's going to be Loggers football. So a fumble was called, and I thought it was a sack, and they were going to give him the incomplete pass. But they gave us the fumble on it. The Loggers jump on it, and it's our football. Ethan Upson really taking over this game here. The senior with his leadership here tonight. The Loggers with the ball from the 50-yard line. Denzine looking to pass over the top. He's got Hawshield at the 20, the 15, 10, 5, 2, Hawshield. Touchdown, Loggers. 40-14, Drew Hawshield gets on the scoreboard. And the Loggers, oh, and Facebook, you missed the whole thing, sorry. So there we go. Loggers going to go for the two-point conversion. And we got an injury on the field. Looks like someone for the Warcats down on that opposite side of the field. As Drew Hawshield, nice touchdown reception from Shea Denzine. 7:34 to go here. It's 40-14. And we've got a player down. Hey, we're going to send it back to 98Q Country for a one-minute timeout. 1 minute.
Doctors Leeson, Pinzel, and Kessinger are LPK Dental. For over 35 years, LPK Dental has given you lots of reasons to smile. From general dentistry to same-day crowns to Invisalign implants, root canal, Botox, and more. It's all state-of-the-art treatment and technology. They accept care credit, VA patients, new patients, emergency patients, and their own dental membership plan. See Facebook or make an appointment at lpkdental.com. Locations at 4th Avenue North in Park Falls and Oak Street in Woodruff. At LPK Dental, they will make you smile. You'll always score big when you shop at Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store. They have everything you'll need for your remodeling projects. The paint, the stain, the power tools, the plumbing supplies, yard and garden, plus items for your backyard birds, too. And they even have kitchen and laundry appliances, too. Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
And we're back here, Jeff Hakenin, at Logger Camp in Phillips, Wisconsin. It's a 40-14 lead here for the Phillips Loggers over the Winter Birchwood Warcats. And the Loggers unsuccessful on their two-point conversion while we were at commercial break. And they're set to kick off here in just a moment. 7:34 to go in the third quarter. Ethan Podmolik leads this kicking unit out onto the field. And they are set to go here in just a moment. So momentum rolling the Loggers' way here since about the beginning of that second quarter. And up to a nice big lead here. What is that, a 26-point lead? She's going to do the math. All right, Cully. And Podmolik with that kick and recovered by the Warcats. Going to be their football at their own 46-yard line. Defense coming on to the field for the Loggers. 7:32 to go here. 40-14 is the lead. And Ethan Upson up to the line of scrimmage for that Loggers defense. He's so far the Jeff Haken and Roofing player of the game. All over the field. And under center is Pettit. Pettit. Hand off to the running back. Up the middle. He goes a full head of steam. Picks up about 12 yards on the play. And it's going to be a first and 10 for the Warcats. 40-14 is the lead here. 7:27 to go. Chains are moving. A lot of offense for both teams here since that second quarter. And Pettit now from the shotgun. One running back. And it's going to be a quick pass right side in the flat. The penalty is down and tackled after only about a one-yard gain, maybe no gain. Nice job by the Loggers defense. We'll see what this penalty is. False start on the offense. Going to move back 5 yards. And they're going to march back to about the Loggers' 46-yard line again. So it's going to be a first and 15. And looks like we've got a timeout on the field. Winter calls the timeout. So with 7:04 to go, score is 40-14. Loggers leading the Winter Birchwood Warcats. Right now we're going to send it back to 98Q Country for a 30-second timeout.
Woodruff Appliance and TV doesn't want you to miss any big plays this sports season. They've got a great selection of large, state-of-the-art TVs. They've also got the knowledge to help you select the best TV for you and your family. They've got a great selection, and the prices can't be beat. Whatever the season, football, baseball, hockey, or hoops, they've got what you're looking for. Woodruff Appliance and TV, the experienced professionals for all your entertainment and kitchen appliance needs.
And we're back, Jeff Hakenin, along with my daughter, Cully Hakenin, helping me out here at Logger Camp in Phillips, Wisconsin. 7:04 to go in this third quarter. It's a 40-14 lead for the Phillips Loggers over the Winter Birchwood Warcats. And we're having a blast here in a crazy game, a strange game, with more turnovers than I've ever seen. This Warcats offense, Pettit, going to kick it back. Flicker play. And almost picked off again, but also almost caught. And Loggers having their opportunity. It's going to be incomplete. Excuse me, that's going to bring up a third and 15. Third and 15, and is it second and 15, Mick, or is it third? It must be second and 15 after all those penalties earlier. Warcats taking their time back there. And stepping up to center now is the Warcats. Pettit from under center. Got a receiver split wide right. Two backs countered in the backfield. And going to hold it, keep it himself, looking for the pass. And gets it right over the top, but tackled immediately for no gain by maybe Ben Vernig. It was Daniel Adamitis. So Daniel Adamitis with a big tackle. And here we go. It's going to be third and five. Third and five here now for the Warcats. Third and 14, I'm sorry. Third and 14 for the Warcats. 6:22 to go here in this third quarter. Warcats, Pettit from the shotgun, two receivers, I formation, the handoff up the middle and fumbled. I thought that ball hit the ground. I think the loggers fall on it. They did. So a fumble and the loggers fall on it. And it's going to be loggers football at their own 45-yard line. And there we go. Big turn of events there. Loggers with the football. We're going to stay right here. There's 6:08 to go. And was Callan Chuzzles on the fumble recovery? Callan Chuzzles with the fumble recovery. So we say Callan Chuzzles doing Callan Chuzzles things. Ever since I know him, he was the handsy kid and always doing something. So it looks like we've got another timeout here on the field. Not sure who's called by. With 6:08 to go, the score is 40-14. Loggers leading the Winter Birchwood Warcats. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country for a 30-second timeout.
IAP Incorporated of Phillips is a complete manufacturing resource for fans, blowers, and dampers, from design to fabrication and delivery with ongoing service. They have over 50 years experience in engineering and manufacturing industrial equipment and have been supporting our community's youth and high school sports since the early 1970s. Personal responsibility, production efficiencies, and rigorous checking assure high-quality products with lasting value. IAP foresees long-term success as they continue to operate with honesty, integrity, and spirit. It's a vision that extends beyond dollars to a way of working and living that brings pride to our community.
Loggers with the football. Shea Danzee with the ball. Scoots by a few players. Run up the middle and for about 20 yards on that play right there. And with 6:02 to go in the third quarter, 40-14 is the score for the Loggers over the Winter Birchwood Warcats. Loggers with the football. This is Jeff Hakenin here with my daughter, Cully, and I just taught Cully how to test a 6-volt battery with her tongue. Shea Danzee, another quarterback keeper on that right side, gets the first down, makes a few guys miss. Shea Danzee with some nice running on this play right here, on this series. 5:44 to go. Cully, how did you like how that battery feels? Stings a little. All right, so we know we got a battery that works. And Loggers football, chains are moving. 5:44 to go. Danzee again. Looks like he's going to keep it again. Up the middle this time and wrapped up after about a 3-yard gain. Maybe 4. And Shea makes it a 2nd and, let's say, 5. I'll see where they spot it. Looks like a 5-yard pick up for Shea Danzee. Yeah, Shea's playing really well today. He played really well in that last game after some early sicknesses and illnesses. He's going to keep the ball again, hit high, and this time he's tackled. Maybe a loss of 1. And Loggers trying to run some time off of this clock. 5 minutes to go and counting. 40-14 is the lead here for the Loggers. And looking to get one more score on the board, one more score to make it 46-14, and that's going to give us a 30-point lead. And Danzee going to keep it again. This whole offense is Danzee. He was hit hard that time, knocked hard back by Pettit. And Loggers with the football after a short gain. It's going to be 4th and 1, maybe. Yeah, 4th and inches, we're going to call it, with 4:14 to go here in the fourth quarter or third quarter. Danzee from the shotgun with Loweri in the backfield. BJ's going to get it himself and hit immediately, but that was a trick play, and Trig Molman pulled something in his calf. I was sick, tricked out on this. Did they even call the touchdown on that play right there? So Trigg gets into the end zone and holds his calf. I'm not sure what happened, but he hurt something on that play right there. That was weird. We haven't seen a play. We didn't get a call for the touchdown yet. So hopefully just a cramp for Trigg Molman. They're going to get him off the field. What, though, they've got it at the 4-yard line. How did it, I didn't see anyone get tackled. So I thought he ran in for the touchdown, but they marked it at the 4-yard line. And so there we go. First and goal from the 4. Trig Molman injured and off the field. Hopefully he'll be fine. Here we go. Denzine counter to Dulaski on the right side. Aaron Dulaski, his third touchdown of the game. Aaron Dulaski makes it 46-14. Loggers with a nice lead here right now. And there we go. So the Loggers